Thursday night, Chavos Halvavos. Okay, Chavos Halvavos, Shara Bitochon, Perek Revi, page Kuf Nun. He's talking about Bitochon in matters of Bechira, where really it's your choice. So where does Bitochon come in? He says it's a big mistake to have Bitochon, that Hashem will work things out for you and you're relying on Hashem. When it comes, this is your area. But you do have Bitochon that Hashem will allow your decision and plans to come to fruition. And you'll be able to get to that number three level, he calls it, where it actually comes out and you're successful. You mevakeh the chole, you get the shul, you put on the tefillin, whatever the case happens to be. I'm sorry, we're on page Kufnun Beis, the last few lines of Kufnun Beis. And he says, don't forget, and therefore, in the Chavos Halvavos, really, although that's a subject for discussion in itself, which we will not get into tonight, I don't know when we will. You have to remind me about it once and we'll talk about it. Bitochon and tefillah go together, even though tefillah really doesn't come into the picture when you talk about bitochon. I told you last night, on the contrary, someone that's very, very a big baal bitochon, we'll call it, on a very high level of bitochon, would find it l'chora almost superfluous to daven. So, but Al Kaponim, he's talking about davening. We're not going into that chiluk now. He just says, and therefore it's appropriate to daven to Hashem that you can get to the third level, that you be successful in your attempts. Because you're just attempting, you're just deciding and you're trying. Whether you're successful is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not Bechira. That's not Bechira. The success of your endeavors is not Bechira. That's why it's really a very big chizuk. Instead of being depressing or scary, it should be a very big chizuk, because how many times do people not do things because they're afraid they'll fail? But if they say, wait a second, whether I fail or I succeed is not up to me at all, so then you don't have to be afraid of failure. Whether you're afraid of, it's not up to you. Hashem is going to decide. You could daven for success. You could just plain have bitachon that you'll be successful. But don't not attempt to do something because of fear of failure. It's not up to you. It's a very, adarab, it's a very liberating thought. Instead of being a confining thought, it's very liberating. And therefore you have a chiyuv to daven. That's really what he says. When he talks about davening, he says, since it's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so now tefillah fits in. Even though it would have no pshat if it's Bechira, so tefillah does have a place, since now we're talking about what's in the Eibishter's purview. To reach that third level, don't embarrass me. What does he see in all of these psukim? What's the common denominator? That David HaMelech already knows what's Amitecha, and what's Nesid Mitzvosecha, and what's Derech Emuna Bocharti, and what's Eidvosecha. He knows already. So what is he asking Hashem? More, all of these psukim imply Shekvo Hoysa Bechiroso is my Samish Mas. The choice was made already. He knew the path he's going to take. And now the Chavos Halvavos sort of goes on to a tangent a little. Because really, he's only talking about being mispalel to Hashem to reach the third level. But now that he's into the psukim, which talk about what ostensibly, you look at these psukim and you say, well, that's What's the pshat here? What are you davening about? So he really, his main purpose here is what he's going to say in a few lines, that you're davening to get to the third level, because that's not up to you. But in explaining the psukim, he goes off into a tangential beer of what you're davening for, even though ostensibly you're davening for something that's not up to Hashem, it's up to you. And he says, Elishu mispala l'fnei Hashem b'shnei dvarim. He's asking Hashem for two things. Number one is tohar libo, the imutz b'chiraso, l'mishma'as, b'shlilas tirdos ha'olam hazeh, milibo u'mechshavto. What is he saying here? That it's appropriate to daven that we not have mafriyim for our avoda. This is not really what he's talking about here, right? The second thing is going to be back to what we're talking about, that you're davening to Hashem to make you successful on the third level, that you're able to accomplish what you set out to accomplish. But meanwhile, he's saying that if you find psukim and tillim that talk about davening and asking Hashem and requesting for what ostensibly is bechira, he's saying he's asking Hashem to keep him steadfast. He's already made the choice, he already knows the path he wants to take, but there's many obstacles on the path, and there's nothing wrong, that's not a stira talk. If you ask Hashem, don't give me a bad friend, don't make my nisyonos hard, don't let the mafriyim, don't put ideas, don't let me like go off track. So the bechira is yours, but then there's mafriyim, disturbances that come into play, so you can daven to Hashem, don't let these disturbances disturb me. Elishim is Baal Hashem b'shnei dvarim, the last two lines on page Kufnun Beis. Ha'echad tohar libo the imutz b'chivraso l'mishmas, the strength that he's the resolution, very strong resolution, b'shlilas tirdos ha'olam hazeh milibo machshavto, that the distractions and the nisyonos of this world not get to him, that you could daven for. Keep them away from me. Don't make it hard for me. I'm going to do this. I decided to do this. Keep the distractions and the nisyonos and the difficulties and the bad friends and the naysayers and all the blockages that appear in my path. Keep them to a minimum or take them away totally. Who Amro, and that's where we find the pasuk Yached Levavi Liyirashmecha. Apparently, you can ask for Yached Levavi, which is a tremendous chiddush. Yached Levavi means keep me focused, which is like saying don't let any distractions distract me. So, if you've already made your decision, you've overcome your Yetzirah, and you know which way you want to go, and you make your plan, apparently you can daven to Hashem that you shouldn't get distracted, to keep you focused. That's what it says, Yached Levavi L'Yira Shemecha. Like, keep me on that track. Don't let things knock me off. V'omar Galei Nai, V'abita Niflos Mitora Secha. V'omar Harver Einai Meira Oshav. The Omar Hatlibi Alei Dvosecha. That's very, that pasuk is like a pella. Hatlibi Alei Dvosecha is probably as direct as you can get. Al Tat Libi L'Dovara, Pedeni Meyoshe Godem, V'chol Adom L'Kach. So the Chabad Zavolis is learning that all of these tfilos are tfilos not to let Mafriim shter him, not to let things knock him off track. Okay, but this was a side point, these two lines. It's good to file away, and it shows you the power of tfilah, that you can be mispowel for things like, the only thing not put into the purview of tefillah is very pure distilled bechira. Once you're out of the pure distilled bechira, David HaMelech all the time asked for the help in doing mitzvahs in his tefillah. So that's number one. You're asking Hashem to keep away the mafriyim, and number two, vasheni, that he should be able to accomplish chizuk evor. He shouldn't get paralyzed. He shouldn't get sick. He should be able to accomplish what he set out to accomplish. You should have the strength for it. The truth is, you ask Hashem, the family should be successful. It's not always a question of strength. It's a question of, the person wants to make a yeshiva, right? So he's convinced it's the right thing for him to do. So he has to have Hashem, he should be matzliach. people should come. He should find favor in the eyes of people. And they should send kids, right? Well, if he doesn't, he won't be successful. So he can daven, he can be successful. He should daven. He's chayva to daven. The Chavikal Bava said he should be successful. The decision was the decision. That was Bechira. But now he has a right to daven to be successful. V'asheni chizuk evorov la'fol aso asiyah b'mishmato, to actually do it. V'hu amro hadricheni b'nesiv mitzvol secha. V'omar so'adeni v'ivasheya v'esh'o b'chukecha samit. V'har be'chamohu. So these psukim, I guess, hadricheni b'nesiv, I don't know what, I'm not so sure what he sees in these psukim. Hadvicheni means lead me down this path. I guess he means to get to the end of the path, to get to the goal line. So adeni v'ivasheya. Anyone have a leif tovia? Does he say? I don't know what he sees in these psukim. You have to learn the psukim or be'iyun, maybe with Rashi, with Malbim, and you can maybe figure out what he says. What he's seeing in the psukim, that's the pella. In the first set of psukim, he's seeing that he can ask Hashem. I think it's to keep away my freedom. You're on a path. Don't let me be knocked off the path. And in the second set of psukim, he's asking to let me finish the job. Let it happen. Let it get to fruition. What I'm doing. I really
maybe physically supporting. So
it can mean anything in the world. Whatever you wanted to mean, it would mean. What indeed could stop you from getting to that third level? How to do it? So we learned that Yadavin, I think it's very liberating. A lot of people, every day I get two, three people, they're afraid to do something because they don't know if it'll be successful. It could be a shir. They're trying to make a shir. They don't know if it'll be successful. They're trying to make a yeshiva. They're trying to... Anytime you try to accomplish something, there's always people tell you, no, don't bother, forget it, you'll fail.
Is it saying to try and fail is not the problem. To fail to try is the problem.
Okay, very pithy statement. The point is, it's up to Hashem. The theological approach is that it's up to Hashem, it's not up to you. So as much as it's ridiculous, according to the Chavis Halbavis, I mean, if you're about to be talking, it's ridiculous to obsess on how much money you're going to earn. You know, you do what you got to do, and that's it. It's ridiculous to obsess on it and to start piling on jobs and more jobs and overtimes. It's not going to make a difference. So here also, there's no, you don't obsess on success. Usually people try to do things, they're a victim of that. That they start pursuing methods that they wouldn't have dreamed about pursuing because they want to be successful. So they start cutting corners and they start doing things that they wouldn't have, they would be like, I would never do that. And then they find themselves doing it because they want to be successful. They want it to work. So they fall prey to the Yetzer Hara. Just cut this corner, cut that corner. Yeah. So, but if you have a healthy approach of bitachon, then you're saying that's up to Hashem if I'm successful. It's not my responsibility. It's up to Him. If He doesn't want to be successful, I won't be successful. You know, I did what I had to do. So it sounds easy, but it's not. People go through this every day.
Probability into account,
when
open up a yeshiva, and probably won't be successful, but there's a chance it could be successful.
So it's like every hishtadlus. I would put if it doesn't take an ace, if you have a game plan, then you try, and it's up to Hashem if you're successful or not. And you daven, and you try, and you do your best. You don't know the most unlikely. I mean, you know, Reb Aaron started Lakewood with a handful of people. Anything starts like small. The point is people give up or people get... The worst thing is when they cut corners, when they start doing things. It's really the steer to bitachon. And but the, okay, and one thing also you should walk away from the chayvus halbodes is that you should always daven. That's, you should daven for success. Okay. I will stop here. We'll learn some kitzur.